Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Jack and Harper. Hey guys! They sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Send us your awesome idea, and maybe it'll turn it into an incredible adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too! Let's go! As Jack and Harper woke up, they couldn't stop yawning because they were so sleepy. Wait a second. Wait, Harper, what day is it? Jack said. Harper rubbed her eyes and, is it trick-or-treating day? Yeah. Wait, it is! Let's go, hurry! Jack and Harper ran downstairs as fast as they could to start eating their breakfast, because the faster they could eat their breakfast, the faster they could put on their cool costumes. You see, Jack, he was going to be a wizard, and Harper was going to be a witch. And the two of them were going to get so much... Wait a second, what? I can't remember. When you go trick-or-treating, you have a bag that's empty and you walk around, what are you going to get? Is it like sticks or rocks? No. Wait, what'd you say? Candy? Candy! Jack and Harper were so excited to fill their trick-or-treat bags with candy! Oh, this day is one of the best days in the whole year. Are you excited? Me too. Well, Jack and Harper, they were busy getting all their costumes on after they had scarfed down all of their breakfast. And as they were getting dressed and getting all their costumes on, their parents were waiting for them. And pretty soon, all right, kids, let's go. Jack and Harper grabbed their trick-or-treat bags and walked outside, and they looked around and, whoa, the whole neighborhood was out. Everybody was trick-or-treating. Wait a second. Something looked wrong. Jack ran up to one of his friends and said, hey, what's wrong? His friend said, Jack, Harper, you're not going to believe this. This is the worst day ever. You see, all the candy is gone. What? Harper said. Yeah, it looks like someone last night must have taken everyone's candy. All the parents, all the grown-ups in our neighborhood who have those big buckets of candy. Well, it looks like everything's missing. There's not even wrappers. Like, they just took all the candy and disappeared. So everyone's pretty sad about it. What? Jack said. He couldn't believe his ears. This was supposed to be the best day. And all the candy is gone? What are we gonna do? Harper looked up and said, Jack, you know what we gotta do. We're spy kids. We gotta do this. We gotta look for clues. We gotta put on our spy gear. We gotta solve the mystery. This is definitely a mystery, and we can do this. Jack looked at her and nodded his head. You're right. All right, let's go get our spy gear, and let's keep our costumes on, get our spy gear, and then we'll be right back, and then we're gonna solve this mystery. So as Jack and Harper ran inside to get some of their spy gear, they were going to leave their costumes on because just in case that the bad guy was around, they didn't want the bad guy to know that they were spy kids. But, you know, it would be easier for them to blend in if they had their costumes on. And so Jack and Harper started to look around and ask around for clues, and nobody knew anything. But one person... they said on their camera last night, they saw something and they took a picture of it and they showed it to Jack. Oh, I know who that is.
Jack showed the picture to Harper. Jack! That looks a lot like Dr. Stinky Breath. You don't think he would do this?
Yeah, I think he would. All right, we gotta radio this in. Spy headquarters, come in.
Spy headquarters, this is, Henry speaking. Who do we have here?
Oh, hey, Henry. This is Jack and Harper. We're some spy kids out of the 11th district, and, it looks like last night a bunch of candy got stolen, and we're pretty sure that it was Dr. Stinky Breath. Have you heard of him in our area?
Let me check. Yeah, it looks... Oh no. Yeah. Yeah, that looks like it was definitely him. Dr. Stinky Breath, he is known for stealing candy because that's all he eats, and that's why he has really stinky breath.
Are you serious? Harper said. That's why he's called Dr. Stinky Breath, because that's all he eats. He only eats candy, and then it makes his breath really stinky because he doesn't brush his teeth. Oh, that's kind of gross. All right, over and out. We'll get you an update when we see what's going on. Bye. All right, Harper, we gotta look around. Do you remember, where does Dr. Stinky Breath like to hide?
Harper, she closed her eyes and was trying to remember. I'm pretty sure Dr. Stinky Breath...
Oh yeah, the forest. He is always in the forest. Let's start there. So Jack and Harper started to walk towards the forest that was in their neighborhood, and sure enough, oh my,
yep. There is a whole bunch of candy wrappers right by the edge of the forest.
We must be getting closer, Harper said. All right, we gotta be quiet. We gotta sneak up and look for more clues, Jack said. Jack and Harper carefully crawled through the forest, and one of their spy gears, they had these ropes and hooks that they could swing on from tree to tree to tree, kind of like monkeys. And that made it so that they could swing from one tree to another without stepping on leaves and sticks. It was a lot quieter. And so Jack and Harper started swinging through the trees in the forest, looking for more clues, more candy wrappers, something that would lead them to Dr. Stinky Breath. All right. Harper, I don't think we're getting anywhere. I don't see any clues.
Wait, look over there.
Just then they heard a sound.
Yes, this is delicious.
Do you think that's him? As Jack and Harper stopped swinging on their trees, they just... were climbing on one and looked down, and sure enough, there it was, Dr. Stinky Breath with a giant pile of candy, and he was trying to eat them all. Hey, Dr. Stinky Breath, you can't just steal everyone's candy. That's bad.
Who is there?
You are not a Gove. This is my candy, and you cannot have it.
Oh my gosh. Jack, I think we're going to have to use the net shooters.
Not the net shooters! I will not allow you to catch me or my candy. Better luck next time. Wah-ha-ha-ha!
Dr. Stinky Breath threw all the bags of candy onto a motorcycle and took off. Hurry! Get your jetpacks on! Jack and Harper both put their jetpacks on and started flying, which
it was appropriate because remember they were dressed up as a wizard and a witch. And so them flying in the sky, it kind of looked funny and correct.
And they were following Dr. Stinky Breath on his motorcycle. And they had one more net shooter left. And pew, they shot it at Dr. Stinky Breath, and it tripped up his motorcycle tires and the brakes came to a screeching stop. His motorcycle was broken. Yes! Catch him! Get him! Harper had one more big roll of sticky glue and tape. And she threw it towards him and it locked up his feet. He's stuck! We got him! Jack and Harper had locked up and stuck Dr. Stinky Breath's feet to the ground. He couldn't move anymore.
I will never let you get away with this. That is my candy and I will be back.
As the Spy Kids headquarters took away Dr. Stinky Breath, the whole neighborhood was screaming with excitement that Jack and Harper had saved the day with all the candy. Wow! What an amazing adventure! Jack and Harper saved the trick-or-treating day by rescuing all the stolen candy. The end.